A man in the audience raised his hand and said, "You said we have to be receptive to the passing idea, the idea we catch out of the corner of our eye. Well, how do I get into a mental state where I can do that?" That really is the $64 question, isn't it? I answered, "We need to turn off the endless conversation running in our heads." Easily said, but very difficult. How many times have you sat down to work on a nagging problem, formulating it in words or equations, and then wound up running in circles? The great 19th century psychologist William James used to argue with his Harvard colleagues over whether thought was possible without words. He knew perfectly well it was, but many of his colleagues did not. For them, thinking was not thinking if it was not done in symbols. We do have to work systematically when we're wrestling with something that yields to process, like a calculation. But that's death when we look for a new idea. New ideas always enter from the corner of our eye. If they didn't, they wouldn't be new. And so we have, down through the ages, found many means for turning off our own mental noise. The Buddhists ask us to block out the racket by focusing upon a minimal contemplation object. Various Christians use repetitive rosaries, walking a labyrinth, or singing plain chant. Hindus often chant the name of a god or gods over and over, but they all provide a subdued focus that overrides our mental chatter, and all come at last to the use of music as the one universal door into our creative center. When the Romantic poets looked for a creative mental state, they found it in the brief period of reverie that we enter between waking and sleeping, for sleep will not arrive until all our formulating has been stilled. A very creative colleague tells me that the reason he does some of his best work before sleep is simply that he's separated for a while from his pencil and paper. Reverie is powerful, no doubt, but it is also brief. Music, on the other hand, continues. It buoys us from one idea on to the next. In any case, you and I know very well that we don't deduce new ideas. Rather, we find moments and means for turning off the noise of our own constant mental calculations. And none of the means offered us by saints or mystics is as universally available and effective as music. Music gives form to silence and structure to thought, and I would like for us to play with that idea for a while.